This book of ours is an unrivaled masterpiece of the art of illumination. It was painted by one of the masters of the art, Jean Poussel, who was active in Paris from about 1320 until 1334. Barbara Drake Baim is a curator in the Department of Medieval Art and the Cloisters.
It might surprise you to know that this manuscript once belonged to a queen of France, because it doesn't have any of the telltale signs that you might normally expect in a manuscript that was made for such an important person. It's very tiny, it doesn't have a precious metal cover, it doesn't have that much color on it, on its pages, and it doesn't have any gold anywhere in the manuscript. But if you look more carefully, you'll see that, in fact, this is one of the most sophisticated books that was ever created. It depends really on the use of shades of gray, which mean that the figures are rendered in a very sculptural way. You have a real sense of the three dimensions of the figures and a real sense of space. We have some clues that tell us that this was a royal manuscript, some specific clues, and that is that twice in the manuscript you see the image of the queen kneeling in prayer. Now, the way that we can put together what queen that was is really from circumstantial evidence. The queen is Jeanne d'Evreux. She was the third wife, the last wife, of Charles IV. The other thing that is truly extraordinary about this manuscript is what happens outside the main picture, in the borders of the manuscript. There isn't a single page that doesn't have some decoration, and it might be a little figure of a kitty cat, it might be the figure of a bishop holding a shield, which of course is not a normal thing that a bishop would be doing. It might be an acrobat of the kind that might have been seen in the streets of Paris at the time. It might be an imaginary animal. This is the area really where Jean Poussel can exercise his real imagination, and it's one of the most delightful aspects of this particular book.